It's October 15th, 2020, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm Adam B. Levine, here again with Lila Ledesma for your daily news roundup. On today's show, we're talking hunt for yield, Vitalik's requests, stopgap solutions, fund announcements, and more. Today's episode is sponsored by Crypto.com, Nexo.io, and Elliptic.co. And just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice.
A global surge in negative yielding bonds is likely to bolster Bitcoin's appeal as an alternative investment over the long run, experts say. The amount of global debt offering negative yields has more than doubled to $16.3 trillion in the past 7 months to hit the highest level since April of 2019. In other words, more than $16 trillion in bonds are guaranteed to incur losses if held to maturity. With central banks buying bonds at a frantic pace to support the global economy, the tally of negative yielding debt is heading towards a fresh record above $17 trillion. So, the search for yield is likely to intensify, leading to increased rotation of money out of bonds and into perceived inflation hedges such as Bitcoin, according to Stack Fund CEO Matthew Dibb. Quote, going forward, the search for yield is likely to be a major driver of growth in Bitcoin's price and adoption, Dibb told CoinDesk. And so far, stocks have been the major benefactor of negative yielding bonds, he added. Economist and trader Alex Kruger told CoinDesk he expects the soaring negative yielding debt to reignite Bitcoin's bull run once the uncertainty brought on by the US presidential election is out of the way. The cryptocurrency has rallied by nearly 200% over the past 7 months alongside the spike in negative yielding debt. The recent disclosures of Bitcoin investments by companies like Stone Ridge Asset Management and payments company Square have boosted Bitcoin's appeal as an alternative asset. While the broader outlook is bullish, in the short term, the cryptocurrency remains vulnerable to sell-offs in the global equity markets. Bitcoin is currently trading at $11,309, while Ether is trading at $370, according to the CoinDesk Price Index.
And now we have some quick takes from yesterday's Invest Ethereum Economy event, courtesy of CoinDesk reporter Daniel Kuhn's Blockchain Bytes newsletter. In the face of Ethereum's recent rocketing transaction fees, Vitalik Buterin called for users to move over to scaling solutions that are, quote, already here for many classes of applications. Speaking at the opening keynote of the Invest Ethereum Economy virtual conference, Buterin reiterated his enthusiasm for so-called Layer 2 scaling solutions, such as rollups, which essentially keep transaction data on-chain while pushing the computational load to other systems. Quote, if you're listening to this and you're an exchange or you're a wallet or you're a mining pool or you're a major user, then you should be aware of what rollups are and what they do, said Buterin. Basically, what your strategy is in terms of moving over to them. Blocks, a non-custodial Ethereum 2.0 staking platform, is developing a solution that will allow users to pool their Ether cryptocurrency and make it past the threshold required for staking when the upgraded network goes live. Staking on the much-anticipated ETH 2.0 upgrade requires a minimum of 32 tokens in order to participate and is expected to see an estimated 4.6 to 10.3% rate of return on a user's initial stake. Blox's solution, built alongside the Ethereum Foundation, utilizes secret shared validator nodes, allowing smaller stakers to join the network and generate rewards with any amount of Ether, which, according to Blox's CEO, is pivotal for making the upgraded chain accessible to everyone. And speaking of accessibility, Ethereum's top dApps are increasingly turning to rollups to overcome scaling challenges. A rollup is an off-chain aggregation of transactions inside an Ethereum smart contract. Ethereum users can transact inside the contract with security guarantees that their transactions won't be misused and that they will settle to the main Ethereum chain. The primary advantage of transaction aggregation for decentralized applications was witnessed this summer as the average Ethereum transaction fee broke historical records time after time. Though the methods, which rely on math or financial incentives, have advantages, they come with their own drawbacks. We'll have more on this story in the days ahead. This episode is brought to you by Crypto.com, the crypto super app that lets you buy, earn, and spend crypto all in one place and earn up to 8.5% per year on your Bitcoin. Download the Crypto.com app now to see the interest rates you could be earning on BTC and more than 20 other coins. Once in the app, you can apply for the Crypto.com metal card, which pays you up to 8% cash back on all purchases. Reserve yours in the Crypto.com app today.
In this crisis, many investors aim to keep and grow their digital assets. Others seek to maximize the yield on their cash. Nexo allows you to achieve exactly these two goals. The company offers instant crypto credit lines against all major cryptocurrencies, with interest rates starting from only 5.9% APR. Nexo also lets you earn up to 10% annually on your fiat and digital assets. What's more, interest is paid out daily, and you can add or withdraw funds at any time. Get started at nexo.io. Introducing Elliptic, the preferred crypto compliance partner for businesses who want to grow with confidence. The busiest compliance teams rely on Elliptic's rigorous blockchain monitoring solutions to scale up and save money. Protect your customers. Manage your risk. Scale your business. Visit elliptic.co/coindesk to talk to a crypto compliance expert today. That's elliptic.co/coindesk.
Turning to funds and investments, still courtesy of Daniel Kuhn's Blockchain Bytes newsletter, Fidelity Digital Assets said Bitcoin's market cap has plenty of room to grow in a Tuesday report on the benchmark cryptocurrency's uncorrelated nature. Fidelity's director of research recently wrote that Bitcoin's current market capitalization, quote, is a drop in the bucket compared to markets Bitcoin could disrupt, end quote, arguing further that the cryptocurrency is fundamentally less exposed to economic headwinds that other assets will likely face. Bitcoin is therefore a potentially useful asset for uncorrelated return-seeking investors. Quote, in a world where benchmark interest rates globally are near, at, or below zero, the opportunity cost of not allocating to Bitcoin is higher, the report said. Digital asset manager Grayscale Investments has posted its best quarterly results to date, having brought in just over $1 billion in investment across all of its cryptocurrency products. In its financial report for the third quarter of 2020, the company, which is owned by CoinDesk's parent firm Digital Currency Group, said it had seen inflows of more than $1 billion across all of its products. And for the year so far, the figure stands at $2.4 billion, which Grayscale said is more than twice the total amount raised over the prior half dozen years. Its most popular product, the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, saw inflows of $719 million in the third quarter alone, while Bitcoin assets under management have grown 147% so far in 2020. Venture capitalist Tim Draper's investment office, Draper Gorin Holm, is sinking larger investments in virtual currency-only startups. Draper Gorin Holm, a cryptocurrency investment firm located in Los Angeles, said it raised $25 million for its first venture capital fund to buffer its startup accelerator and back blockchain companies at higher investment valuations. The venture fund, announced last week, is planning to invest $250,000 to $500,000 in seed, Series A, and a few later stage investment rounds, the firm said. Whereas their accelerator funds pre-seed rounds between $10,000 and $50,000, with a 4 to 10% ownership stake in the startup.
And finally, July's Twitter hack and Bitcoin scam should impel corporates and even governments into more forcefully counteracting the, quote, weaponization of social media giants. The New York State Department of Financial Services, also known as the NYDFS, said on Wednesday. Quote, the Twitter hack demonstrates more than anything the risk to society when systemically important institutions are left to regulate themselves, NYDFS said in its final report. Researchers were troubled that hackers, allegedly teenagers, could break into Twitter, co-opt major accounts, and spread a scam only using, quote, basic techniques. The hack, whose hackers launched a Double Your Money Bitcoin scam, only netted $118,000 in crypto. But it brought Twitter to its knees and in so doing exposed its inadequate security mechanisms, according to the regulator. The NYDFS said governments and regulators should bolster their cybersecurity safeguards, treat, quote, cyber as critical infrastructure, and closely monitor systemic threats against the social media giants. The time for government action is now, they said. We'll have more on this story as it develops. And that's the news.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back with your next news roundup on Friday. And just a reminder that CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice.